This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
So we're in the season of Epiphany. I like the word Epiphany. It's kind of fun to say, Epiphany, right? And so in the church calendar, it's when we remember the manifestation of Christ. We remember Christ present with us, seeing the Christ. But it also means that perception of the essential nature or meaning of something, an intuitive grasp of reality through something, an illuminating discovery or realization or disclosure. That moment when you understand, when you see some reality at work in the world that you hadn't seen before, when you see God at work in the world in all sorts of ways. And I'll admit to favoritism among the Trinity. Not a good idea. The Holy Spirit is incredibly powerful, and we see the Holy Spirit in our readings today. But the Holy Spirit is that part of the Trinity that chaotic good. And so both a joy and, oh, stop, much like children. And this week I've had some of those aha moments, some of those epiphanies. A great conversation in a home with a parishioner where we got to talk about how wonderfully made we are, even as her body is not functioning that well. What a miracle each one of us is. An absolute miracle. And then in the way that St. David's works, I was in the coffee shop. It was mid-morning. I was tired of being at my desk and wanted to see what else was up. This is a good place for curious people to work. There's always something else up. So I wandered away from my desk and wandered around the building a little bit, found myself in the coffee shop. I'll get a cup of coffee. The woman in front of me was just getting a cup of brewed coffee, nothing special. We're standing there at the counter, putting in our creamer and our sugars, mixing up our coffees. And she looks at me. Now, I'm in a collar. I don't wear a collar every day of the week, but I was wearing my collar. And embarrassingly enough, not my name tag. And she says, "Do you work here?" "Yeah, they let me work here." I told her I was the associate, one of the priests on staff. She said, "Do you have a minute?" Well, the thing I had thought I was doing at 11, someone else was doing, so yes, I had time. It was great. We sat in the coffee shop and talked. She works in one of the local businesses, and her family was going through some rough times, and not just a crucial moment, but one of those, like, for the past 4 years, hard times. And we were able to talk about that and the Christmas and the family gathering and what she said. And I was able to say to her, "You are acting as God's hands in this situation. Be strengthened. Know that you're doing good work. Know that what you're doing is needed. Continue to be there for your family. Continue to be there." And I know that she walked away thinking, "Oh, how fortunate to have run into that priest." But for me, it made the whole week. That moment of being able to sit with this person and talk to her about how God was working in her and through her for the strengthening of her family in a way that she knew but wasn't quite sure of. This reading from Acts. This is a baptism Sunday, but for the first time in my memory, we have no baptism scheduled in any of the services at St. David's on this baptism Sunday. It's a first for me. We have babies and even adults that we're planning on baptizing soon. Don't worry, we aren't going to stop. But today, we get to remember our own baptisms. We get to really focus not just on the newly baptized, but on the promises that were made for us and by us when we were baptized. We get to pull it in a little bit closer than we're normally able to do on a Sunday morning with baptisms. We get to remember who we are and whose we are. That we are beloved children adopted by God and inheritors of God's kingdom. That we are God's hands in a hurting world. In this crazy, chaotic world where so often I don't understand what's going on, we get to share the love and hope that we have through Christ. And we get to do all this with the power of the Holy Spirit. In our Acts reading, we hear they sent Peter and John to them, and they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Now, some people are quick to say, see, first you're baptized and then you get the Holy Spirit. And I think, oh, yeah, you just try and control that Holy Spirit. You just try and tell the Holy Spirit when to show up and when not to show up. Just try. Because trust me, the next thing that happens will not be what you expect. Holy Spirit's operation cannot be neatly comprehended or controlled. The Spirit is free to act before, during, and after baptism, and we have many examples in our scriptures of just that, of all sorts of sequences and when the Spirit shows up. And I'm grateful that the Spirit is not predictable or controllable. And yet I will also admit that sometimes it has me feeling very dizzy and off balanced. The Spirit is needed for the life of the church. Without the enlivening power of the Spirit, there can be no church. And the power of the Holy Spirit to forge unity in the midst of difference and tension. Think about this lesson from Acts. One church, with original disciples from Jerusalem coming to show that. Going to Samaria, the Samaritans, former hostility. These were not people they got along with in the past. And now the original disciples are coming to them. Former hostility turned to unity through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And good news for all, not just those who had been on the inside in the past. And we here at St. David's are inheritors of this place and this tradition. We're called to share it with the whole world, those we understand and like and those we don't, those who have been longtime members, and those who wander in to sit in the coffee shop. We don't get the Holy Spirit in bodily form like the dove that landed on Jesus. That is reserved for Jesus alone. But we get this Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, to empower us to do God's work in the world. And it is a gift. What we don't hear in this lesson from Acts today is the story of the magician Simon. And this magician Simon is going around and, like the disciples, is doing amazing acts. Now he's using magic. But when he sees what the Holy Spirit can do through the disciples, he says, I want to buy that. I want to purchase that power. That's an amazing power. But of course, it doesn't work that way. Simon's not allowed to purchase the Holy Spirit, nor are we. It is a gift and not something that we control, something that we're given by God. And now we enter into this capital campaign. We have this wonderful building that's literally being held up by rebar, held together. And we have the opportunity to strengthen it, to strengthen it and us, the people and the building, physically and spiritually, strengthening and sprucing up this building for the needed ministry to come, so that just as we have done for hundreds of years in the past, we will continue to do in the years to come, being a place where the Holy Spirit can be present, where we know that we are claimed by God, declared to be beloved, where we know that God is well pleased, where we know and remember that we are marked as Christ's own forever, beloved children of God and heirs of the kingdom. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.